T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to Joe, Lo, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. It is your show this morning, 888-957-9570. The topic, the Raiders and relocation. How should we handle it moving forward? Market research. Mark Davis was asking for it yesterday, so we'll give it to him. Do you want them here for the next 3 years or not? 888-957-9570. How about a piece of good news? Anyone see LeBron get elbowed in the head last night?
I did. Right below the neck.
Spine.
By old friend. An old friend, Joe, delivering a blow for the Golden State Warriors.
Who that?
That's David Lee. Thug. Hashtag thug.
Should David Lee be run out of the league? 888-957-9570 with all that Rasheed Wallace-type play, Debs.
Physical play with the elbows. Pointy elbows, too, for a 6'10 kid.
Lost in the elbow to the dome. The Cavs got rocked.
Motorboated.
By San Antonio, 103-74. They're now 5-8 over their last 13. And Raider Nation, I'm sure you root for the Warriors as well. If you want something to smile at, go take a look at the NBA standings this morning. Notably the Eastern Conference. You'll notice that the team on top is no longer the Cleveland Cavaliers, Dibs.
No longer the Cavs.
The Boston Celtics up a half game. Now, they've played one more game, but even if the Cavs go out and win, that's a tie for the number one seed.
Is this a sign of things to come, or is this LeBron just trolling all of us with early reports of his demise, only for him to rise up again in the postseason?
Programming note, Houston tonight, Golden State at Houston. Tip time, 5 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. Just the second time this season, the Warriors are listed as an underdog. Houston, a 1.5-point favorite, over under a meaty 233 total points. Remember, the under has hit in 15 of the last 16 Warriors games. Jack and Cordelia, thank you for calling the program. As a Raider fan, how are you feeling this morning? Jack and Cordelia, go ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. I wanted to say the next 2 years. I've been a season ticket holder through the horrible time that they've had the last 15 years. And 2 points I wanted to make. One, I just want to point out the hypocrisy of these NFL owners when they talk about how they need new stadiums to be competitive. You know, the Raiders sucked for about 12 years because, not because of the plays they played in, it's because they drafted the wrong players and signed the wrong guys. They're one of the top four teams in the NFL right now. They play in the worst stadium in the league, and it's a miracle. They're competitive. And what I want is for him to win a Super Bowl right before he bolts for Vegas, because it'll expose the NFL for what it is, where the team in the worst stadium in the entire league will have won a Super Bowl. And you can never, ever say that you need a new stadium to be competitive. It'll just expose those guys for what they are, which is just greed. And the second thing I wanted to point out is Mark Davis yesterday, the biggest thing I took out of that press conference was when one reporter asked him, what would your father have thought about this? And he said, I think he'd be proud. I want to call BS on him on that, because Al Davis, you know, when he brought the team back to Oakland, he admitted that even though his reasons for leaving were valid at the time, you know, they still don't have a new stadium, but he said that was a huge mistake on his part. He admitted that. He admitted that the Raiders and Oakland were synonymous. And he, right before he died, he was open to the Raiders sharing a stadium at Levi with the Niners. And that's when he died. And Mark Davis is a spoiled little brat, just the same way.
Okay, that's we need to avoid the personal attacks on the man. You can judge what he did as an owner, but let's not get into petty name calling. And to the point,
it'd
about,
be nice. It is an emotional day, but you make a good
point,
Joe, as well.
But I mean, you can say a lot of things about what he's done as an owner and a businessman without devolving into name calling. I think we're all a little bit better than that.
Armando in Fairfield, the show is yours. Armando, go ahead.
Good morning. I just want to say I think Lo hit it right now. I'm 23 years old. You know, I've been going to Raider games forever. I mean, I remember begging my dad, you know, to take me to a Raider game. I remember seeing Terrell Davis, you know, at the Coliseum. I was there when Jason Campbell got hurt. I was there on a Chris Carr 100-yard catch in return. You know, I was there for a lot of memories, and I was dreaming of taking my own son to a game one day. You know, that's not going to happen, man. Like, this hurts. This hurts for me, and it hurts for a lot of people. is like, there's nothing to me that matters more than the Oakland Raiders, the Oakland Raiders. And I'll still be a fan as much as it hurts. You know, I'll still be a fan, but, you know, I'm still rocking my team. thank you, fellas.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you for weighing in. Lo, what would be a good move for the Raiders moving forward here? You came in this morning telling me about what the Raiders should be doing starting right now. A business plan of attack. What did you have in mind?
Absolutely. I you know, for that phone caller just called, man, I appreciate, you know, you calling and expressing yourself, you know, with us and open yourself to the fans out there, because this is a tough emotional day. First thing I do, if I'm Mark Davis, I get to sit down with Mark Davis and him and Mr. Medain needs to sit down and go over a plan of action. And one of the first things you need to do, just as an owner, you come out and say, look, I want the Raiders fans in Oakland, the city of Oakland, and this community to know that the Raiders, read my lips, will never, ever leave. We will always spend our training camps in Napa Valley because we're going to always be ingrained in this community. We might have lost the battle, but we're going to try to win the war. We're going to come back and show you for years to come our brand, the legacy, being in Napa Valley, being in that facility that's so beautiful there, being a part of this community. We won't let that die. Even though we belted on you guys, even though that they're not there, that needs to be addressed and make sure that Mark Davis is saying, look, I understand what the pain you're going through, but just know, for 6 weeks, have a long training camp, you will get to see your players, and we're going to stay involved in this community. That should be one of the things that he should do, getting out in front.
Before you jump to the next one, do you see that happening? Napa, training camp, teams have gone to different locations before. Now, remember, this is a team that they had moved to Los Angeles once. Still a big fan base there.
Yeah.
Big fan base in Southern California. You're going to Las Vegas. You still want to maintain here from the Bay Area as well.
I would, Joe, because, yeah, you're right. L.A., San Diego. San Diego said, hey, they wanted the Raiders. San Diego's talking about, hey, letting them lease the place for free for the next couple of years. So you know they have a fan base there. But I would say committed to this place, to this community, the struggle, leaving this town twice. I think now you have to. And I think that Napa is a great place for the Raiders. I think if you look at what's been going on through the history, I really believe you stay involved. And that's what Mark Davis, that should be one of the first things that they should do. Two, I think that right now the Raiders should find out the guys that are very good and charismatic on air, the Cars, the Khalil Max, Amari Coopers, Crabtree.
The King is here.
Absolutely. Marquette King. All these guys should be on air every single radio throughout the country and say, it's about one thing. I know we're going to Vegas. We have blinders on. We're not thinking about Vegas. That's 3 years away. We don't know if we'll be here. We don't know what players are going to be here. That's 3 years away. We can only take care of the now. And the now is winning a Super Bowl and bringing the Oakland Raiders, this community, a Super Bowl. Everyone should be on national radio shows, being on our show, and the PR department should have these guys out in front and saying, it's nothing about winning a Super Bowl for this community as the Oakland Raiders before that 3 years. We're not worried about the 3 years. I know you guys want to talk about Vegas. I don't want to talk about Vegas. I want to talk about where we're at right now, and that's in Oakland, Joe. And that's what these players, and that's what this organization should be doing right now, getting out in front of this.
It's a terrific point, because in the next segment, we're going to be playing a clip from Bruce Matthews. Bruce Matthews is a Hall of Famer. But more importantly, as it pertains to today's show, Bruce was on with us a few months ago, and he explained what it was like playing for the Houston Oilers when the announcement came down that they were moving to Nashville. He said it was a terrible decision to remain in Houston. Attendance plummeted. The fans were furious to the point where they got out as quickly as they could and realized, we made a huge mistake. Let's just get to Memphis and hold on until the stadium's ready in Nashville. We're going to play that for you next, because you're right. There needs to be some sort of damage control, whether you're excited or not as an organization to be going to Vegas. You are in Oakland next year, and you are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. You would like to be hearing from the players right now. Derek wrote a great letter to Raider fans, but it was really one of those on the fence sort of things with the, I'm sad, I'm from California, I wanted to be here my whole life, but I understand it's a business. What you want to hear is a guy like Khalil Mack come out and say, look, that's not my decision. I can only focus on what's in front of me. That's winning the Super Bowl. And that, you're exactly right, Lo. You got to rally Raider Nation right now, if anything, and the players are the ones who can do that. I think the fans in Raider Nation are smart enough to realize these are not the individuals to blame.
Right.
They're not the ones who make this decision.
And this is who the fans want to hear from. They want to hear from the players, because ultimately you're a fan of the team, yes, but more specifically, the players. You're not so concerned about who's the president of marketing or who's deciding to move the team to Las Vegas. You want to root for the players and you want to hear from them.
No question. And you're right, because so many people talk about, oh, greed. You guys, we've been talking about greed all morning. In that little book, Dibs, it says, who wants to be the greatest in the kingdom? It says, unless you come like a little child, you got to be like a little child. And the players right now, they're the children. They're the voice. They're the purest ones in this situation. So I definitely would love to hear from them.
Two Bible references in the opening 25 minutes. You're doing well. It's a hot pace for you based on regular shows.
Dibs, what do you think, Dibs?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hear that book and my headphones cut out. They're God-canceling headphones. It's
phone
incredible.
Lines are packed. You are up next. 888-957-9570. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.